Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
If it is passed by the U.S. Senate, H.R. 5, the Equality Act, would be one of the most dangerous bills ever passed in Washington, D.C. Last year it passed in the House, but it was not brought up for a vote in the Senate. This year will be different. This session, the U.S. House again passed the bill on February 25th by a vote of 224 to 206, with all Democrats and three Republicans voting for it. It is now in the U.S. Senate, where Democrat Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is quickly moving it along. On March 2nd, it was read the second time and placed on the Senate legislative calendar. We've heard a lot about men and women's bathrooms if this becomes law, but it is much more than that. My guest today is former Virginia Delegate Robert Marshall. Thanks, Bob, for being with us.
Well, thank you, Diane, for doing this.
You know, as we know, a passage of the Equality Act would add sexual orientation and gender identity to the 1964 Civil Rights Act, basically equating a chosen lifestyle to race and ethnicity. And the bill summary says in part, quote, "The bill allows the Department of Justice to intervene in equal protection actions in federal court on account of sexual orientation or gender identity. The bill prohibits an individual from being denied access to a shared facility, including a restroom, a locker room, and a dressing room that is in accordance with the individual's gender identity," unquote. So they know it opens bathrooms and other quote-unquote shared facilities, but it does not matter. And that's only the beginning, though. It has much more in that bill. And you recently wrote an opinion piece entitled "Cancel Culture Comes to Catholics and All Christians." What is one of the issues that is being overlooked by too many in this bill?
Well, number one, there is no one has represented the interest of the Christian churches, which really are the target of this whole effort.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got these people targeting common sense or decency or procedural fairness, says you, when you accuse somebody, you let them defend themselves. Well, there was nobody to defend the Christian adoption centers or Christian marriage. Mm-hmm. I mean, nobody.
Mm-hmm.
So what you had eight, this is 2019. It's the only time there was a hearing in the House. And there were eight people who spoke on the matter. Six were in favor, and two House witnesses opposed H.R. 5. They opposed it on grounds dealing with women's sports, privacy, employment, and the erasure of women in society. But nobody, no committee witness, pointed out how the Equality Act would adversely impact Christian schools, hospitals, clinics, social welfare, institution, private religious schools, senior living apartments, and nursing homes if they refuse to impose gender identity and sexual orientation policies. So that's an enormous, you know, overlooking. If you were actually, the Christians weren't even brought into the courtroom here.
Mm-hmm.
They were condemned in their absence. The motives of everybody who opposed this bill were sorely questioned and ridiculed, because
I watched
the entire 3-hour and 52-minute hearing. So we were guilty before, you know, sentence was pronounced. We didn't have a lawyer representing us. We had no witnesses. We weren't allowed in the courtroom, but we're guilty.
Yeah,
I mean, this is
like some
Franz Kafka nightmare.
Absolutely. And but most of what we heard in opposition to the bill is what you said. It's dealing with men and women's sports and women's bathrooms and such as that. There has been very, very little said about the impact this would have on the Christianity throughout the United States. So you're saying that nothing has been included or added in the congressional record about how this will impact churches, how this will impact Christians, since this was not part of the hearing itself.
Only two witnesses against it. I mean, they had good reasons against it,
right,
but they weren't proceeding from those grounds.
Right.
And again, I looked at the Senate Judiciary Committee today to try to find a witness list, and I couldn't find one.
Mm-hmm.
So we still don't know if we're going to be in the public square or not. I mean, frankly, I think Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer have a gag rule against Christians from even defending themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, this is totally ridiculous.
Yeah, it totally is, yeah. So there were no additional hearings in the House this year before it was passed?
Oh, this year. I say the only hearing
so
far was, I think, in April of 2019.
Wow.
And there was no hearing this year on the either the House or the Senate bill. They're identical as passed. So you had a bill report right to the floor without a committee markup.
So some of the congressmen, the U.S. representatives in the House, some of them were not even part of the U.S. House in 2019.
So they may have voted for it,
not really understanding what the bill was. I'll give the Democrats the benefit of the doubt. I know one of the yes votes in the House was GOP Congressman from Pennsylvania, Brian Fitzpatrick, over in Bucks County, Congressional District 1, and I know that he is not new. He knows what's in the bill, but yet he voted for it. So I may give some of the Democrats some leeway in their vote, but there are 224 sponsors, co-sponsors of that bill, and they're all Democrats. So what does that say about the Democratic Party?
They are totally consumed and are prisoners of the ultra-left sexual wing of the United States. This is the homosexual lobby flexing its muscles and getting what they want. Let me give you what I did this morning. I did a word search in the bill, H.R. 5. I typed in gender identity. That phrase popped up 81 times. 81 times. I typed in sexual orientation. That showed up 48 times. Mm. I typed up the word male. How many times you think that came back on a search?
Male,
M-A-L-E.
Probably none, because that'd be against all of Pelosi's rules.
It didn't show up at all.
Wow.
How many times do you think the word female showed up in a word search?
Probably the same number of times as male.
None. How do you get defining sexual orientation and omit defining male and female?
Yeah.
I typed in the word marriage.
Mm-hmm.
I could not find but one instance of the word marriage. And they talk about a stereotype. What is a stereotype about this? Here's an example. A sex stereotype, quote, that marriage should only be between heterosexual couples. Now, if that's a stereotype, what does that leave open? It leaves heterosexual. There's only two words here.
Yeah.
Heterosexual and couples. In other words, by their silence on this, you could have three people involved in a marriage. There's nothing in here limiting marriage to a man and a woman, or even a man and a man, or a woman and a woman.
So it doesn't limit the number of those who can be married.
By its omission,
it's
permitted. Again, that's why this thing has had no critical hearings at all. And when you refuse to define marriage, and you don't even define male and female, you're going on a set of feelings instead of a precise, objective measure whereby you can make rational distinctions.
Right. And the deeper you dig into this bill, the worse it gets. I mean, how would it impact, say, Christian schools? How would it impact Christian schools if this bill becomes law?
Well, let's say you have a church-affiliated school, or even an independent Christian school, which follows the biblical moral teaching, espoused by Moses and Jesus, which says one man and one woman. You have a vacancy in your teaching staff. Now, whether the vacancy is in a religious topic or math, it doesn't matter here. Let's say it's in a history topic, and some guy who's in a same-sex union, so he thinks, applies for the job. And you say, well, you ask him, what is marriage? And he doesn't say it's, a relationship between one man and one woman. And you say, well, we need people to give example to that teaching because this is a Christian school.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, okay, fine. He goes to his lawyer. Well, first of all, he goes to several friends of his who are in same-sex relationships. He tells them to apply to the school.
Mm-hmm.
So you ultimately have 10 people applying for this history teaching job at a Christian school.
Yeah.
Each of them is asked the same question, what is marriage? They all flunk it according to Christian moral teaching.
Mm-hmm.
All 10 of these people get together. Each of them file an individual suit against the school. If the school was part of a bigger organization, say it's like a Christian Association of Schools, and there's 200 schools across the country, and there's more than 500 people in the organization, the penalty for each violation of not hiring a guy in a same-sex marriage is $500,000.
For each?
Now, this,
you said for each violation.
One, for each. So that means the school that said no to 10 people in a same-sex relationship because they weren't witnesses to the Christian behavior and morals $5 million lawsuit against the school. Now, how are you going to manage to run your school and keep your, you know, purpose going? You won't.
Yeah, absolutely not. And that's, as you're saying, that's the target. It's the Christian church that is the target. It's the churches that's the target. The churches who still adhere to biblical teaching on marriage and sexuality. Those are the targets. And the schools that are associated with them or that fall under the umbrella of a Christian school or religious school, it's definitely the target of that. And those who are hiring for those schools would have to be on their guard.
Oh, let me give you another example you may not have thought of. I went slowly through and I read the report. It's about 140-some or 50-some pages, the only real explanation on this thing from 2019. And they talked about fair credit. And you can't discriminate against somebody for race right now, or religion. You just can't say Catholics can't buy a home or Baptist or whatever. Now you're not going to be able to say that you can't discriminate based on sexual orientation or gender identity. What this means, if you do the inverse of this, let's say a church is applying for a loan for a community center or just a meeting place, but they hold to the one man, one woman policy of marriage, and they take it from scripture. The guy, the pastor goes in, or the priest goes in to the bank, makes the application, and he's going to be asked the question, are you going to use this for any illegal purposes? Now, if he thinks initially, say, well, we don't say you can't come into church if you're, you know, black or American Indian or Oriental. It's now going to be because all the churches and private entities are classified as public entities.
Oh, wow.
Public accommodations. Mm. That means you can't, there was a Supreme Court decision called the Heart of Atlanta Motel back in the 1960s, passed after the Civil Rights Act. And the motel down there in Atlanta would not rent a room to black persons. And they went to court and they lost because of the 1964 Civil Rights Act.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's going to happen here if you do not let your facilities be used for same-sex celebrations or functions or whatever? You're not going to be able to get the loan because you will be using it for a purpose that will be no different in the eyes of the law than if you were asking money for a loan to build a building to hold cross-burning, white sheet-wearing, KKK, you know, meetings because you're a public accommodation. So that's what happens here. You won't even be able to get a loan. The only way you're going to build something is you're going to have to pull the money from all the members of the congregation and self-fund your loan. That's going to be very hard.
Absolutely.
The purpose of this is to put Christian institutions out of business, out of existence in the United States.
Wow. So they have changed the definition of public accommodation in H.R. 5 to include churches.
Right. In other words, a church is like a restaurant, gas station, motel, or a golf course.
That's ridiculous. I mean, the church is not a public accommodation.
No,
but
it's not,
we have Pelosi and Schumer in charge, and that explains
Nancy
it.
Pelosi, you know,
so if a church would not allow their fellowship hall, so to speak, or the sanctuary to be used for a same-sex, quote-unquote, wedding, then the bank would refuse to allow them to take out a loan. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, or if they won't have the bathroom accommodations for guys. In other words, you have to have men allowed in the women's changing areas.
So what has happened here is the Religious Freedom Restoration Act is basically being tossed out the window when it comes to this law, this bill.
By definition. In other words, there was a fight over that. And in 2019, there was an effort by some Republicans before the bill was pushed out of committee to amend the bill to allow religious exemptions as provided by the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which, by the way, was sponsored in the House in 1993 by Chuck Schumer, who's the chief persecutor of Christians today with this Equality Act.
You said Chuck Schumer was the primary sponsor of the Religious Freedom Restoration Act back in the...
In the House. He was, right. It was his bill.
Wow.
Now, what a switch that is.
That's for sure. And that's scary, how you see. And it, well, look at the entire Democratic Party. Didn't it, like, didn't the bill, like, pass almost unanimously in the 90s and Bill Clinton signed it into law?
REFRA. Yes, that was it. The Religious
Freedom...
that was the one... What was the, the marriage, DOMA, Defensive Marriage Act.
Defensive Marriage Act, okay. Yeah, I know RFRA, though, had a
good... RFRA was before DOMA. Defensive Marriage was 97 or 98, and what that said is that a state could not be required to accept the definition of marriage from another state. In other words, so they suspended the normal comedy C-O-N-I-T-Y, mm-hmm. that is required between states in the recognition of the laws of the other state, so that, you know, Utah wouldn't be compelled
right.
to accept two guys being married from New Hampshire.
And then we have 2015 when this SCOTUS threw all that stuff out. Supreme Court legalized it across the country.
Right.
So we have a bill that will criminalize Christians who adhere to the biblical teachings on marriage and sexuality. It's going to penalize schools, Christian schools, Christian churches, and it's going to force nursing homes, senior living apartments, and such as that to house men who think they're women with women. It's going to force Christian adoption agencies to place children in same-sex household, even as numerous Catholic charities have stopped adopting. And just recently, Bethany Christian Adoption Agency, they just announced that they are going to now begin placing children in same-sex households. So they've gone belly up. And
that's called apostasy.
Yes, it is. So it's a good thing that Catholic Charities has not done that. It's a bad thing that agencies, you know, adoption agencies are being forced to place those children with same-sex households, where Catholic Charities have just said, no, we're not going to do it. And they just, you know, unfortunately close their doors. And we see that happening. And then that's happened here in Pennsylvania with several Catholic charities that have stopped the adoption services. So we have this bill, H.R. 5. Which sits in the Senate Judiciary Committee right now. It's on the Senate calendar, but you said you found no list of witnesses that may testify if there is actually a committee hearing.
There's no witness list. I couldn't even find a phone number for the minority Republicans. I mean, that's how you know, tight this place is being run up there. There's very little disclosure and candor regarding information as to how the place operates. When I called several times yesterday, nobody answered the phone. So this is, it's like a, you know, the Wizard of Oz behind the screen.
Yeah. Well, that pretty much is what it is. You know, there's a Wizard of Oz behind the screen. We don't know what's going on. And we don't know who's running the place. We do know that President Joe Biden is not. We do know that.
Correct.
There's no question about that. So we know the Human Rights Campaign, Planned Parenthood, and also the APA support this bill. So what can we, as concerned Americans, do to at least attempt to stop this thing?
The article that I published was at a group called Catholic Culture. And at the Catholic Culture website, you could post it on your site as well.
Yeah, I will.
Because the writer gives very generous reprint permission.
Okay, yeah, I'll include a link when I post that. Yeah,
right.
I'll include a link.
I had three links.
Yeah.
One was the link to the vote in the House of Representatives on the Equality Act.
Okay.
The second is the link to how to contact your senator. You got Bob Casey and then Toomey.
Right.
In Pennsylvania. And the third one was the link to the vote in the House on how your members voted. And it was, again, every Democrat voted yes plus three Republicans. I forget who they were.
Well, I know one was Brian Fitzpatrick of Pennsylvania. He was one of the three GOP who voted for it.
Okay. Well, there. You need to contact the senators and say, number one, you better have a hearing on this because and allow people to defend the Christian churches. I mean, why can't we be defended here?
Yeah.
I mean, what's the gag rule?
Yeah.
This is no different than what the Southern slavers did in the early 1800s when John Quincy Adams wanted to present petitions to the Congress to say, let's take up this issue. They tabled them all.
Wow.
Now, here's Nancy Pelosi basically in charge. Nobody defends the church. Well, that's apparently fine for, you know, by her.
Mm-hmm.
And again, when you even amend the bill, you can't do it. Congressman Stuby, a Republican from Florida, in 2019, he proposed offering an amendment. He was on Judiciary. I think he's still on that committee. Anyway, he proposed an amendment that nothing in the act or any amendment may be construed to require a biological female to face competition from a biological male in any sporting event.
Mm-hmm.
That was defeated on a straight roll call vote. Again, this is 2019.
Right.
10 Republicans voting for the amendment. And 22 Democrats voting no.
Hmm.
This year, again, when the Equality Act was taken before the Rules Committee in the House is the committee that provides parameters for how a bill is to be debated and what amendments can be offered or not offered.
Mm-hmm.
Stuby, again, offered his proposal to allow an amendment which bans the recipients of federal funds from permitting biological males from competing with biological women or girls. He lost on a straight party vote in the Rules Committee. There was 11 members, 7 Democrats voted no, 4 Republicans voted to allow him to offer that.
Mm-hmm.
So this is 2 years in a row So the only conclusion you can come up with is that, yes, that guys will play women's sports is mandated by the Equality Act, and it's perfectly fine with Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, might as well kiss women's sports goodbye, because as far as high school females who are hoping to get a sports scholarship for college, they might as well kiss that goodbye too, as we've already seen in numerous states where these boys who think they're girls have defeated the biological girls. It's just tragic. I just happen to have our senator's, Pennsylvania senator's, phone numbers. Senator Casey's number is 202-224-6324. That's 202-224-6324. Senator Toomey's number is 202-224-4254. That's 202-224-4254. And as Bob said, have them call for a hearing and also allow amendment to be part of that bill that would allow Christian churches to be protected. Is that pretty much what they need to be asking them?
Right. There's a whole bunch of amendments that should be asked.
Yeah.
But basically, I mean, that's it.
That's it, yeah. Obviously, they don't care about women's sports since that was defeated twice. At least in the House it was.
In the House, but you need... Oh, there was a vote last week on the Budget Reconciliation Act, and Senator, gosh, what's his name, Tuberville, a new guy
from Alabama,
before he became a senator, he was a high school boys football coach and a girls high school basketball coach. He taught both of those, and he offered an amendment that basically tried to do what Congressman Stubbe did. You can't compel girls to, you know, compete against boys.
Yeah.
That lost 50-49. There was one Republican was absent from Alaska. There was a death in the
funeral.
Family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Senator Manchin voted for the amendment. But yeah, he's from West Virginia.
Yeah.
But he's the only Democrat that voted for it. And then Murkowski, the Republican woman from Alaska, voted against the amendment. So
that was
the 50-49.
And Alaska is one of the states where we had boys who were defeating girls in sports.
Well, I mean, again, this is going to go on because not enough of our people are making their views known.
Yeah. Can folks contact you if they have any questions?
Sure.
That would be the best way to...
Give my email. Put the email out there. I'll write them back.
Okay, great. Want to give us your email?
Okay, delegate, that's DELEGATEBOB at gmail.com.
Okay, so delegatebob@gmail.com.
Right, I devised that when I was in the legislature. So.
Okay, that's good. Hey, thanks for all this information, Bob. I really appreciate it. Because people need to call their senators, because this is a disaster in the making for this nation. Their ripple effects across Christendom, especially, would be felt very strongly, but it would impact others also. But anyone who adheres to the idea that marriage is only between a man and a woman, and who recognize the difference between a boy and a girl, a man and a woman, there actually are biological differences there, and they should not be allowed in shared facilities.
I don't know what relationship in the United States would not be affected. This is how vast and galactic this thing is.
Yeah. Absolutely. So call Senators Casey and Toomey and have them call for a hearing, and also allow amendments that would allow Christian churches to be protected. Ask him not to support this crazy bill, for sure.
And leave your name and a follow-up so they can contact you back.
Yep,
and if you don't get the answer that you like, call them again and share that with your friends on your local internet blog or your local newspaper.
Right.
Don't let them off the hook.
Good. Don't let them off the hook. That's a good thing. Okay. Hey, thanks so much, Bob. I appreciate it. And you
Thank
take
you.
Care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.